Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bird Show.
Yili's got to play the game here. Yili's got to play the game. You know, we're assuming that she's traditional in this one way. So every time Nathan and his new lady go out, who he said checks all the boxes, they're having a blast. They're laughing together. They have the same interests. Everything seems fine. There's only one red flag is that every time they go out, shouldn't even do the fake reach. Just like, hey, I'm thinking about paying, but you're going to say, no, I'm going to take care of this. And I'm going to go, no. I'm an independent woman. And then you're going to go, oh, no, I'd be actually offended. Why don't you get the next one and we'll be even? That's the game we play. She's not even playing that game.
Nope.
Not even the reach, not even the fake reach. Nothing.
He's like, you're paying for me. End of story.
And to add to that, Nathan was like, and I can't figure out why, because she's loaded. She's a very successful businesswoman. She makes money and she never even makes the reach. So we gave him the suggestion last time he was on, like, okay, here are the words to use in your conversation.
Basically, everybody was like, yeah, let's just have an adult conversation and word it in a way like, hey, I really like you. I think that I see a future with us. So I want to go from like dating to partnership. And if we're in a partnership, then I feel like I pay sometimes, you pay sometimes. Mm-hmm.
I love how half of our show is just, have you considered talking to her? Have you considered having a conversation?
If people start doing that, we are out of it. Well, our show will be from 6 to 7 a.m.
It will be done.
We'll come in here for 1 hour a day and that's it.
And Nathan did explain that it's like, listen, he doesn't mind picking up the check for dates and stuff like that. But it's like she never offers to pay for anything. Like, it hasn't even got him an iced coffee. You know what I mean? Like, it's literally, he's coming out of pocket for everything. And every now and then, it would be nice if, you know, she could foot the bill. Doesn't have to be anything extravagant. Like I said, he's just looking for an iced coffee, man. Just to show a little token of appreciation to show that you care.
It is important for both people in the relationship to show that they are contributing equally.
Mm-hmm.
When you can. Like, there's always going to be some that can give a little bit more in every area and you go back and forth. But here, when you first start dating, man, it doesn't get any better than this.
Uh-huh. This is the most polite you're ever going to be.
Yeah. Hey, Nathan, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on again.
Sure. Did we miss anything there?
No, you pretty much covered it. I guess I can fill you in the details of how the actual conversation went.
Yeah.
Please.
Did you go into that conversation knowing what that first sentence was going to be? Because that's the most important one, man.
Why are you so cheap?
No, probably not a great angle.
Where's your wallet? Did you bring your credit card?
Are you actually allergic to picking up the check?
No, I definitely rehearsed my opener. I decided that we'd do it over dessert at dinner, you know, when the mood is good. So I said, hey, listen, I really like where this relationship is going, but I've been feeling like things are a little one-sided financially. And then there was like a little bit of a pause, and she said, what do you mean? And I told her, listen, I'm looking for a real partnership. I don't expect you to pay all the time, but I sure would love it if you at least offered now and then.
So far sounds good.
And then, mm-hmm. Yeah, so I thought, you know, this is going okay, maybe. And then she gets a little upset and she says, like, whoa, I did not expect this from you. And I'm like, what do you mean? And she's like, I've dated guys who wanted to treat me. I thought you were that kind of man. And then she was like, this is just kind of icky.
Oh, no.
She threw the ick in her face.
Okay.
And then she hits me with this line. She says, I'm just not looking for a transactional relationship.
Okay.
What?
So what's happening here? And I always find this so comical, how two people can look at the same situation and see it completely different. So you are looking at this as an equal partnership, whereas she's looking at it as a transactional relationship.
I guess so. I mean, I tried to explain to her. I was like, listen, I'm not trying to nickel and dime you. I just want someone who contributes a little bit, you know, just like to keep things balanced, to keep my bank account balanced.
This is making a lot of sense because you even told us that she grew up super rich and she's, you know, well off now. She's obviously used to the princess treatment. And I think she's the kind of woman that in her relationship, the princess treatment to her means you are now going to pay for everything. And anything that's not that feels like a downgrade. I think this is just that kind of woman.
Definitely seems that way because she ended the conversation with, she got like really calm all of a sudden. She did not raise her voice at all, but she got really calm and she had this kind of voice. It was kind of like that rich people dismissing the help kind of voice. Yeah. And she said, I think we're just not aligned. I want to feel taken care of.
Wow.
And then, and
she got up and left.
Oh,
and offered to split the check on the breakup dinner.
Whoa.
You know what, Nathan? This is the best thing that could have happened. Yeah. I know you thought she checked all the boxes, but obviously she did not.
I feel like we could end it there, but I need more info.
What do you need more?
What do you need? Wait, she has shown us who she is. She is a diva. She is a princess.
I'm so confused, though, because here you've got a woman that's making her own money. Mm-hmm. So is the suggestion here that she's dated super, super rich guys, even richer than she is, and they've always taken care of her? Now that she's got a guy that's not in that tax bracket, she's not interested?
Or, I mean, maybe she thinks she's such a catch that she deserves for the reward of, you know, being all the things, checking all the boxes, that the reward for that is to get taken care of financially.
I mean, if some people who grow up affluently, you have a sense of entitlement, and that entitlement is hard to break, and you just think that you deserve to be taken care of. And maybe that's her mentality, that even though she does have money, that she has been taken care of a majority of her life, and therefore any man she dates, that's what she expects.
Victoria, help us out here.
I guess maybe I'm not from the same economic background, but yeah, he's dodging a bullet completely, because as a single girl in Atlanta, I always offer, just as a sense that, like, he's knowing that he's getting a partner, not just simply transactional.
Now, when you make the offer, if he says, yeah, that'd be great, is that a turnoff to you realistically or not?
I think maybe on the first date, I would find it a bit turnoff, but I really have to understand your background. Like, if you don't necessarily have, like, the greatest job, and it would just simply kind of figure out where we're going, then sure, that's totally fine. But if I know that you're making a good, you know, good chunk of change.
Yeah.
I think I would find it a bit turn off. Okay. But like, it sounds like this guy's been, you know, dating this girl for quite some time.
Couple months.
So she should have at least offer something.
Yeah.
Like a cup of coffee.
Right. That's all it's just the gesture more than anything else, right?
Yes. 1,000%. It's not even, it's not what you're buying. It's the gesture of having paid for it.
All right, Victoria, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Nathan, thank you, man.
Hey, thanks for your help, guys.
All right. That bottom line is you dodged a bullet, bro. So, all right. So you can go away with that.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm feeling pretty relieved.
All right, man. Take care. Bye-bye.
The Burt Show.
Mikey, did you know it was going to be a punishment going into it?
Yeah.
Oh, you did? You knew how bad it was?
Yeah. I didn't want to watch Twilight. The problem is I pick like every show or movie we watch. So I had to pay the piper. And she said Twilight. I tried to wiggle out of it, but I knew my time had come to an end and I had to watch it.
And how long have you and your girlfriend been together?
Like 2 years or something.
Even as a woman who thoroughly enjoyed Twilight in my formative years, aka when I was 11, 12, and 13, I can still say in hindsight, that is one of the worst movies of all time. Like when you watch it after your frontal lobe develops, you realize just how terrible the writing is.
It was like a train crash. I couldn't take my eyes off of. It was so bad. Now, here's the thing. I've been trying to work on myself, you see, and not trash things that people like because maybe it wasn't made for me.
Okay. So you're taking on the philosophy, and we've spoken about this, and this is going to be now hard to come down on it, even though it isn't really my movie. You're like, you know what? She likes it. She loves it. I'm not going to yuck her yum.
Well, maybe this was made for a 13-year-old girl, and so I'm not in a place where I should trash this movie, but one of the worst movies ever made in the history of man, horrible thing to watch. I hate it. If you like it, you don't know nothing.
Now, if you don't like it, then your frontal lobe has not developed
that's
yet.
That's correct.
All right, and now, Rebecca, you are in here because you want to defend Twilight?
So this might not be a shock, but I was a little bit of a Twihard back in my day, what? As they like to be called. Gross. Yeah, I read every book. I watched every movie, which, by the way, when I told Trin, Mikey's girlfriend, that I watched the first movie when it was in theaters as a freshman in high school, I thought she was going to faint because she was in first grade. So that was a lot to handle. But yeah, I mean, okay, whether or not these movies are good, not on the table. We know they're bad, but it's nostalgia. It's fun. Twilight is having such a renaissance right now. And it's important. Oh, 100%. People are going back to Twilight like never before. TikTok is all over Twilight. The memes are so strong on social media.
You are on a niche part of the TikTok For You page, because as somebody, again, who read all four books, has seen all four movies multiple times, I am not on that side of TikTok.
Is it, like you said, the nostalgia? Because nostalgia never goes out of style.
I think it's honestly my particular generation, this like millennial cusp Gen Z, where it's like every party we're doing is Twilight themed. A baby shower, Twilight themed. You're getting married, we're having a Twilight themed bachelorette party. Everyone's talking about Twilight.
Okay, so you and Mikey are here because we're going to have a twi-down.
So here's the debate. We're not talking about whether or not Twilight is a good or bad movie, because unfortunately, it's bad.
Okay. That's been decided. Done.
My hot take that Mikey could not understand was that I am Team Jacob.
Yeah, I tried to never think about this movie ever again. Then she said that, and I'm like, what's wrong with you?
To establish, as somebody who, I did not read the books, I did not watch the movie, Cassie, it made me go watch like the fifth movie or whatever that came out, and I literally laughed out loud in the theater as we watched it. But explain Team Jacob, explain Team Edward.
Okay, so Jacob and Edward are the two main like romance love interests of Twilight. They're a little different in the book than they are in the movie, but we're going by movie standards because Mikey only saw the first two movies. Thank God, because you can't be Team Jacob once he gets to that last movie, and he may figure out why one day. It's Renesmee. Anyway,
she actually made me read scripture out of the book too while I was watching the movie.
Coming from the book of Eclipse, chapter 1, verse 4. So, thou shalt not imprint on a baby.
Jacob is a werewolf and Edward is a vampire. Edward is the main love interest, but Jacob is kind of the secondary interest that may or may not have a thing with Bella. And it's kind of like hinted at the entire time.
And Bella's just a normal human schoolgirl.
Bella's just a normal brunette girl going to public school, having these monsters wanting her everywhere.
Yeah, no, she's not normal. She's a weirdo. Yeah. This girl can't stay away from like leprechauns and fairies. And like, who's she going to find next?
Yeah, she's a soft seven who somehow has every mythical creature in Forks, Washington after her.
So today, we are asking you guys to listen to our defenses. It's time for the Great Twilight Debate. Okay, in defense of Team Jacob, Mikey is stupid.
All right.
When the first Twilight came out in 2008, Mikey was still in diapers and he was in second grade. That's why he's not on the winning team.
Took you a while to get potty trained, eh, Mikey?
Yeah.
Team Jacob. And Bella may technically be Team Edward too, but you know why no one can read Bella's mind? Because she doesn't think.
Yeah.
She chooses to marry into the whitest family alive, aka the redneck vegan incest family, where her brother-in-law is a Confederate soldier. Edward is a freak. He hides in the corner of her room every night to watch her sleep. 12-year-old me thought that was really hot. Now I'm 30. I realized Bella needs to buy a gun.
Worst of all, and he loves body glitter.
Oh, he's so sparkly. Speaking of sparkling, he goes to Italy, gaslights Bella so he can eat gelato and sparkle in Milan. Gay. Who picks up the pieces after he abandons her in the woods? Jacob.
Bella. Where the hell have you been, Luca?
Okay, you can't tell me that wasn't a little fruity, too.
He's zesty with it. We like a man who's in touch with his feminine furry side. And sure, the second movie ends with Bella running to Italy to say, no, Edward, don't kill yourself. You're so sexy. But she wouldn't have been able to save his life if it hadn't been for Jacob and his kind furry heart. So in conclusion, Edward's white. Boo. Everyone, boo.
Boo. Tomato, tomato.
Jacob's Native American.
Yay.
Edward's old. Yucky.
No.
Jacob's 16, which is no longer attractive to me.
Age appropriate for Bella.
Very age appropriate. Okay. Jacob's hot. Jacob's so hot. Edward's cold. No one wants that popsicle.
You're for... Are you now about to defend Edward? Because I was about to say, you're forgetting. Oh, you are going to defend Edward. Thank you. Okay,
what
continue.
What did I come here for?
Just the vibes.
Are
I don't know.
Are you done?
That's it for me.
I caught like almost none of that while I watched the movie. Also, how'd they drive to Italy?
In like a fancy sports car, I think. Alice drove.
Can you drive to Italy?
No, you can fly to Italy.
No, they were in the same car the whole time. What'd they do? Take a ferry?
It's movie magic. You don't have to worry about that part.
Okay, well.
All right, Team Edward, what you got?
Here it is.
It's really sell it, man.
All right. Rebecca's a confused bisexual and would let any weirdo in this dumb movie suck her blood. Rebecca would like Jacob because he's a sub simp with a kink for wrenches and screwdrivers.
Wow.
He's so mortal, it's embarrassing. At least Edward sparkles, I guess. Also, Edward is man enough to at least try to hide his emotions. Jacob's like a girl who constantly cries on national radio. Oh, wait. Sorry.
That's me.
That's you?
That was not me.
Oh, I see.
Mean. I can actually relate to Jacob through my time on the show. I cut off my hair and got a tattoo. This adds up. Since I'm like Jacob, I'm an emotional dog. Rebecca's a lot more like Edward because she's cold and has dumb hair.
Okay, now that
this is just
mean.
A roast now.
This is not nice, Mikey.
Jacob's a big square-headed doofus. He literally says, stay the hell out of my head, which is gross. I hate every character except for the dad, who's the only normal person in this godforsaken franchise. Rebecca likes a dumb, sad dog. I honestly can't even defend Edward because he's an old loser, too. So I guess my argument is that this movie is terrible and Rebecca has deep-seated dog issues.
Did you miss the one key argument against Jacob, and that he's probably trying to strike a chord, and it's probably a minor. He's a pedo in the last book.
He hasn't gotten to that point. He doesn't need to know about Renesmee.
He doesn't need to know.
It's the Bird Show.
Hey, the Bird Show.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm concerned, I'm impressed, and I felt so satisfied yesterday. I don't know how long I've been in this relationship with Instagram. I'm not exactly sure what year I joined, but it yesterday proved to me in the most fulfilling and concerning ways that it knows me better than anyone else in the world. And I'll tell you how I know this. And I don't know if you guys have ever, this is the first time this magical time has ever happened to me. This magical and dysfunctional time has ever happened to me. So after we do the show, I just need a breather, man. We've been talking 4.5-5 hours. And I just need to defrag for a couple of minutes. So I go downstairs where I know everybody will leave me alone. I can eat my breakfast/lunch, but I'm only down there for 10 minutes, right? So usually when I'm doing that, I just do some mindless scrolling. I like this video. It makes me chuckle. This one I have no interest in, so I just go by that one. You know, same thing you do, right? For 10 minutes yesterday, every single video that Instagram suggested in my reel was gold, and I couldn't get out of the algorithm current.
Like giddy gold?
Giddy gold.
Yay.
Really giddy gold. I sent Amanda so many reels because they were all so perfect. Like, it knew me perfectly. There was one about ADHD where there's a girl doing everything that she's not supposed to be doing just a couple of seconds before the directions are telling her what to do, and she's already messed it up. There's another one here of... Have you guys seen the challenge of a married couple that's looking right into the camera, and it's the "this is my current wife and I" challenge? So they're married, and he says "my current wife and I," and then before he can say anything, she like reacts to it. This woman throat chopped him.
Yeah.
And that was only like the second one, but the way she did it was so funny, and it was 10 minutes of pure escape, and every single one was more gold than the other one, and I felt so concerned but so satisfied at the same time.
It's a milestone for you and Instagram and your relationship. Yes. Instagram finally gets you.
It really does, like 100%, because generally if you're scrolling for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, an hour, you don't watch all of them. You watch one, and then you watch 2 seconds of the other one, and you realize, this is not for me, and you scroll to the next one. Not on this day.
Aw, it only took 13 years. I looked it up. You joined in April of 2012.
Well, we are a team. We are a team now. All right, so for those of you that find yourself with less and less patience these days, Cassie has a cure for you, but you might not like it.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting, as the, you know, chief digital officer, the person who like over all the social media, that I'm going to be making this recommendation. But I noticed recently I've had zero patience, right? My bucket for my patience or levels are very low. And yes, I have a lot going on in my life. So I'm giving myself some grace, but it's something I wanted to work on because it's not helpful for anyone. And it's especially not helpful when you live with 2 kids, 5 and under, in an RV.
Well, let's just stop there for just 1 second, okay? Because I know you are giving yourself some credit, but let's give you even more credit. What you have gone through the last couple of years here, and it seems to be peaking right now of stress, the fact that you don't have any patience makes 100% perfect sense. And to me, this is the last time you should, I mean, the last, this is the worst timing to try to better yourself when it comes to patience, because it's not possible.
It is a bad time, but I do think there's a fix. And unfortunately, I was having this conversation with my sister the other day. When you are a parent, and you guys know this, you don't really have time to do that. Like, your kids, they care about you, but they don't care what's going on in your life, and they don't understand. So all they see is maybe mom's a little more impatient than normal. And it's not like I'm yelling at him or anything, but I find myself like getting frustrated very quickly, and I don't like that. And it's not anyone in my family. Well, it's not my husband or my kids' fault, right? And I don't want, it's no one's fault really. And it's just something I don't want to do around my family. So whenever I have an issue that I'm like, I got to look at it and see how I can fix it. And so I just have to turn off everything else and compartmentalize and deal with what's in front of me. And that's being a mom. So I realized after a little research, it's obvious, and most of people will know this, but I dug into it a little bit deeper to see if there was a scientific backing. And there is. TikTok is ruining your attention span, and yes, so are Reels. It's called like a dopamine brain, and studies have shown that it's such a reward system. Like, so you watch this good video, you get the dopamine rush, and then you hit the next one. But all it's also doing, it's not only keeping you on the apps longer, it's reinforcing shorter attention spans. And like 2024 graduates are struggling academically because of TikTok, because of those shortened attention spans. And so I was like, I wonder if I give up TikTok, which is going to be hard because I really love it. And I love it because I learned so much from it. I actually use it kind of like, it was a joke in my family. My grandfather used to sit down and literally just read encyclopedias because he liked learning. And my dad loves YouTube videos. He'll go to like Khan Academy and just watch videos. And TikTok was like my version of bite-sized digestible like information. But I'm like, I can't keep on like this. So 2 weeks ago, I stopped scrolling on TikTok, and I find myself still picking it up. And for a while there, I had to enlist my husband because I'd pick up my phone to do something and find myself on Instagram Reels. And he's like, are you watching Reels? And I'm like,
I don't even know how I got here.
It's
yes.
True.
Yeah. I was like blacked out. I was like, what do you mean? I'm like 3 reels deep, and I picked up my phone to use the calculator app. Like, how is this happening? And I can say now after 2 weeks, I've had a couple slip ups. My attention span
is much better. Really? And my patience levels have started to refill. Oh. And I'm able to handle like short stress, things that should stress me out quickly, a lot more easily.
Okay. So everything you're saying,
I know. Oh. I did not want to be the bearer of this news.
No,
it's okay.
I literally
just told you that I'm finally in a perfect relationship with Instagram, and now you're telling me it's unhealthy?
Well, dude, you've never had a long attention span, so you're hearing them from this.
And my husband is going to be so annoyed when I say this, because he's been talking to me about my phone usage for quite some time, right? And he's talked to me about the dopamine brain and like how they're hooking you and all this stuff, because I never signed up for TikTok. So I don't have TikTok, but I do have Instagram and I, you know, get sucked into the mommy Instagram and the reels and stuff like that.
Same thing, different font.
Yeah. And that's my love language. Like I'm constantly sending memes and reels to people. And cause it's like, it's the penguin pebbling, right? Like mm-hmm. this is how I'm showing you my love by giving you my little like real pebbles. Right. So listening to you say that about the attention span, I mean, the perfect example popped up in my head as I was in the playroom with Jimmy and we were coloring, right? And because I'm like, we need to cut back on the screen time in this house. And I do believe I'm a good mom, but I also think there's areas of improvement. And I think that goes for every mom, mm-hmm. right? So I'm like, no. I'm not going to just plop the tablet in front of him, put some Blippi on and me get on my computer and do whatever. We're going to go in the playroom. We're going to sit down and we're going to color. I was in there for maybe 60 seconds mm-hmm. and I was like, is this over?
Yeah,
this is so boring.
True, man.
And then I was like, no. And then I stopped myself and I'm like, I am spending quality time with my child that is like beneficial. And it was just because like my, like again, that attention span, I wasn't getting that same dopamine hit. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, I think you're right.
I hate it.
Do you know how I've recommended to anybody that is thinking about quitting drinking, This Naked Mind is the book that you're supposed to, I mean, you will quit drinking if you read it. If you're where Cassie is right now, read Dopamine Nation. Oh my God. And it is the exact same thing. Like you'll start to understand why you get kind of bummed out if you're not scrolling. And it has everything to do with the dopamine. It's the small chemical hits you're giving yourself. And you'll start to understand how dangerous this is for your kids also. You might just be saying that, but you don't know why you're saying it. Oh, they don't have attention spans. They're not really going out as much. This tells you in very simple terms exactly how dangerous it is and how to get off it. It's called Dopamine Nation.
You're telling all these people with a shortened attention span to read a book?
It's audiobooks.
Find the TikTok summary.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.